This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, he's always cool, calm, and collected. Really good traits for a quarterback. Nothing ever gets him too high. Nothing ever gets him too low, you know. And he's a great leader, and he leads in his own way. You know, he's not the type that's going to give you a rah-rah speech every day, but he leads with his influence on how he do things, on when he gets in the building, when he leaves the building. He sits in the front every time. My expectations for him is to go out there and lead this team. And listen, I'm not going to put a number as far as how many games we're going to win or anything like that, but I would say this. He's going to lead us to be a very special team.
Aaron Glenn. He could be talking about Tyrod Taylor, you know. That's how Taylor was often described.
Yeah, right.
When it's the quieter type, this is why that's good. Not a rah-rah guy. He's actually talking about Justin Fields, who, you know, maybe is that way. Doesn't want to put a number on it, Aaron Glenn.
Oh, you know, why pigeonhole?
Why put a number on it?
Yeah.
I think we will win 10 or more. Guys, you didn't ask me this, but I have the over. That's how much I believe in this team. You want to know? I'll tell you.
I'm invested.
I bet the over. Would any coach bet the under on his team if they did bet, if they were to bet? Probably some. Betting is it's a story right now. We've got it back in baseball. We had it with the NBA. We don't spend any time on the NBA usually, but scandalous stuff with player props. And the baseball one, this is the second Guardians pitcher being investigated. I don't know everything about what is going on here, but what one thing they're looking at is these players' first pitches in games. The betting, you know, the betting is so hyper-specific now,
right,
that you can bet on whether the first pitch will be a strike. And that, I think, is, well, they say a slippery slope, right? That I think, is maybe where sports could have real trouble. I don't think, I mean, a couple of things get said that I don't think really need to be said. Games being fixed. I don't think we have that. I've said for many years, if I did, I'd walk away from it. Because what fun would it be in watching a sport where you think there's a fix? So I don't think anybody interested in gambling needs that.
No.
You can make a big bet on
enough stuff out
so
there.
Many little things.
Yeah, the NBA stuff was all predicated on not the biggest stars. I can't remember the name of the first. Freeman maybe was the first guy implicated. Anyway, I shouldn't guess at a name for something like that. Anyway, it was all like unders on his totals for a game, and the numbers were all modest, like maybe even single digits. At least maybe not points, whatever. It was modest numbers though, and hamstring injury, and he's out of the game in the second quarter. And, like, all the unders hit, and they noticed a trend there. And then what I read about that, this is, again, the NBA story, not the baseball one. I know even less about the baseball one, if you can believe that. was, you know, it wasn't outrageous money, but it was still enough to get the attention of, you know, whoever's paying attention to that stuff. Like, hey, there's an inordinate amount of action on this guy's unders in these games, and oh, he's leaving the game with something wrong. Okay. And then the other basketball one that followed that, this player I do, it was Gary Payton Jr., was shown. It's a long video. I mean, long by Twitter standards, you know, 2 or 3 minutes of watching the end of a game where the spread might have been 13.5 and his team's up by 14 or 15. Like, he's got it. He's on the bench. They're showing him on the bench, and he clearly is. You see him talking, and I'm not good with the lip reading stuff, but it looks like he's mouthing words that would pertain to his stake in this game. He's really sweating the end of this game. His team makes a couple of free throws. The only thing that can hurt him is if whoever they're playing goes down and hits a three at the buzzer. And that's exactly what happens. They make one of the two free throws. They're up by some number that's safe, except for if it's a three. Team goes down there. Nobody's even really defending. It's just like, you know, this meaningless end of game three goes in, the buzzer goes, and on the bench, he's like almost inconsolable looking. Like, his hands are over his head. Like, you cannot believe that this just happened. And it absolutely, I mean, that's not exactly a smoking gun. I mean, those aren't bet slips. But it certainly looks like he had his team minus the 13.5 or whatever the spread was. And can't believe that it got away from him that late in the game with a buzzer three, you know, in a game that was long decided. So I don't know where that went from there, but I mean, it's enough to make you wonder if these people know these games are on TV. Like, how are you acting that way on the bench? If it's not gambling related, I don't know what it could be. But he's really wound up about the end of this game that his team is, again, comfortably winning.
Listening to Pablo Torre on this, actually, he was on the Distraction podcast with Drew McGarry and David Roth, Defector. And the player Malik Beasley.
That's
so
the guy.
He is under suspicion, and Pablo Torre of ESPN was saying, or SI, he was saying how, like, now you can, it's so sophisticated, of course, easily look up, you know, all kinds of different player trends and isolate different things that are happening in games. And they found this Beasley to be, he said, like a garbage time LeBron. Just if the game was over, this guy went to work. They found that, like, a lot of his production was happening in garbage time. And so that was suspicious. Even if in your story, it's not the spread that it's about, it's the guy making the shot. I mean, it could be
right.
Different things. And we have this guy, whoever he is, making under 1.5 3-pointers. And then it's really like the player himself taking action on that and putting up bad shots or doing whatever he had. It's just like that's really the area, I think, where it's going to be and maybe is hard to police.
Yeah.
And so the first Guardians pitcher who got checked for this, Ortiz, there were a couple of these first pitches in games where you didn't know necessarily if he knew where the plate was. Like, it was just one of these hilarious, bad first pitch, ceremonial first pitch.
Just
pitches.
A bit outside.
Just like somebody that's never thrown a baseball before or something. Right. So
let's make sure we get a ball here. Yeah.
I guess they have to take it seriously. I don't know if sports will be able to keep up with players who are into this, but we have that. I mean, that's, I think, what we've got right now is players are taking liberties with the prop bets and with the little ones that are harder to check.
Yeah, I'm glad you had the name Beasley. There was an investigation launched into that. This thing I'm referencing about Gary Payton Jr. was merely like Twitter police going, you're investigating Beasley. Watch this. And I don't know if that's gotten anywhere or gone anywhere. I never saw another follow. This is like a 3 weeks ago, maybe more, that I first saw this. It was around the time that it was learned that they were looking into this Beasley for these unders and these different things. So I don't know if anything ever happened with Gary Payton Jr., if it all is just circumstantial or what, because, you know, again, I don't know that any of the betting apps have, like, red flags or anything like that. It was merely his behavior on the bench at the end of this game that looked really suspicious. And that's probably... That's probably not foolproof, I would think. But still, it looked really, really bad.
Injury in Dallas at camp today, left tackle Tyler Guyton is slowly walking off the field as of about 10 minutes ago. That would be a big injury. And maybe that's worse than the cart. Now we flipped it. Now the cart comes out, and it's probably no biggie. They're just taking him in to... But slowly walking off the field, you don't want to see that.
No, you don't. Not with your starting left tackle.
No. Bills have their own injuries. Nothing sounds major. Maybe it's a red flag that Kincaid is already dealing with knee soreness.
Both
at this point.
Both don't sound good.
Johnny Land.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tim Jones.
Right.
What did we find out
we
about
We did get
ham
to the
Jones.
Bottom of the lamb and ham, and there's a jam, too, that I don't know
jam
anything
Jones.
About. But there was a Lamb Jones and a Ham Jones. They were Texas teammates. Their coach at the time, Daryl Royal, nicknamed them Lamb and Ham because of the names of their hometowns. To different, they were both Johnny Jones. They both showed up there, I think, at the same time, and that's how he differentiated them. One was from Lampsasas, Texas, the other from Hamlin, so Lamb and Ham. And I was right about my guess about having a recollection of Lamb Jones. He won a gold medal in the 76 Olympics in the 4x100. That was in Montreal.
Lamb Jones?
Lamb Jones.
Won a gold medal in 76?
The 4x100 Olympics in Montreal, yeah.
He would have been young.
Sure, that's what I'm reading here.
Second overall pick in 1980. Lamb Jones.
Right, so right out of high school, winning the 4x100 relay? That's awesome.
I want to congratulate him on that. If I see him, I'm going to have to say something. Yes, somebody sent us a picture of a football card, 84 tops. Played from 80 to 84 for the Jets, Lamb Jones. Welcome to the show, Johnny
Before
Lamb
enrolling
Jones.
At the University of Texas at the age of 18, Jones qualified and went on to win a gold medal as part of that team.
Yep. Wow. You would have watched some of that.
Oh, yeah.
You probably watched him do it.
The 76 Olympics were huge for me. The boxing, Sugar Ray Leonard
right.
and the Sphinx, Leon at least. I think Michael, too. There was a lot of, yeah, there was a lot. The 76 Olympics were a big deal.
Bruce Jenner.
I can remember riding around my bicycle in the neighborhood with friends, like chanting USA, USA or something, like after boxing matches.
Oh.
Like, it was a really, you know, I'm 11. It was awesome.
Yeah, boxing and track, that Olympics would have been tops, I think. I didn't watch it. I mean, maybe I did, but I don't remember watching it. Too young.
I think it was the...
Sugar Ray Leonard.
The only time I really was tuned into Olympic boxing. Because 1980, they don't... Oh, no, they participated. There were no Russians. And then 84, they didn't go.
No, 80, we didn't go.
We didn't go. Okay, sorry.
In
Thank
Moscow.
You. Oh, right, 84. So I just lost touch with it. 76 with Sugar Ray Leonard was like the peak of Olympic boxing for me.
Anyway. Yeah. Now it's on one of the Ochos, usually, the boxing. Right. Speaking of boxing, tomorrow, Jim Lampley.
There it is.
On the show, 4 o'clock. Sal coming up at 5, Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.